92.9 Triple M. Welcome to it. Thursday, Zabe Michelle Peirce, Real Alternative for Breakfast. An opportunity to get on standby and see Blink 182 in London happening before 8:30 today. Last night, big night.
And with pick number one in the 2023 AFL mid-season rookie draft, West Coast have selected Ryan Marrick from Gippsland Power.
Ryan Marrick from Gippsland Power, mate. Welcome to Triple M Perth. We look forward to getting you over quick, smart. When are you arriving in Perth?
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. So leave at 1:30 Melbourne time today, so should be over there early afternoon.
Ah, beautiful. Now, Michelle, nice. I worry about these Gippsland boys. I know they've got a good level of rat bag. And then when I read from Druin, that's Dale Thomas territory.
I know some Druin people.
High alert over here in Perth, mate. Yeah. But Gippsland Power, being a Gippsland boy myself, mate, they must have done a lot for you to get you to that point last night where your name was read out.
Yeah, absolutely. They've done heaps for me. They've been unreal, sort of. Maybe only a year ago I was playing for under-18s at Druin and they sort of bring me in and... Yeah, I've worked heaps with them and the coaches, so nah, a lot of credit goes to them.
Now, Perth, how familiar are you with WA?
Not very familiar. I've never been over there. So
sunny in 36 today. Sunny in 36.
I can hope.
Yeah, and this is what he'll get. Oh, geez, you brought the weather with you. Put on your ride. Yeah.
It's pissing down, mate. It's pissing down.
Now, are you excited? What's it feel like? I mean, it's sort of, did you go in going, oh, this is what's going to happen, 99.9?
Nah, not really. I didn't really have too much indication, I guess. They sort of kept their cards pretty close to their chest. I knew it was sort of like it could happen, but yeah, I still wasn't 100% sure. But nah, I'm so stoked. Couldn't think of anything better. So happy.
And just what has anyone come to you and gone, hey, I'll tell you what about Perth. This is how you play the game over there. As in how to live, where to live, any hints and tips from mates?
Not really, not too much background, but I sort of got the inkling of like where I'm going to be staying and all the first year boys are going to come greet me at the airport, so that's pretty unreal. So.
Oh, nice. That's lovely.
Yeah, it's a fantastic club. I can't recommend it any higher. They've got everything you'll need to be successful there. Mate, in my life, I've gone north with the weight. You've gone south. You dropped a lot of weight there over a period of time. What was the story there?
Yeah, so sort of when I was 15, I grew like 30 centimetres in over a year and a bit. And then sort of had heaps of lower back issues and sort of had a year of footy when I was 15 and started to put all the weight on then and got to maybe early 2021, late 2020, start to make a change. I saw my brother drop 20 kilos, so it was a big inspiration for me. He sort of got me on a diet and got me in the gym and... Yeah, then dropping all the weight and then got glandular fever start of last year, which rocked me for about 3 months. So sort of been quite a long journey to get in now, but so thankful.
Any soft tips on the 20 kilos? Any soft quick tips for just someone here that might have a keen ear?
Just stay away from all this. I used to snack heaps, so staying up late, snacking. Yeah, probably all the chip foods and all the salty stuff that doesn't keep you full but can stay in your system. So don't be up late snacking.
Ryan, I didn't favorite, hear beer there.
Favorite, yeah, you didn't hear beer. You're in the clear. What favourite snack, Ryan? You don't have a care in the world. You can eat anything and it won't put weight on you. What is it?
Oh, I'm either just going to hot chips or just potato chips. That's always been my...
Oh, you're nice.
Always been my food that I've gone to. That's probably put most of it on, but yeah.
Mate, what did you do last night? The name gets read out, pick one pre-season draft. You work in a pizza shop and you're at Woolies and whatnot, like every good country lad. What did you do last night?
Yeah, not too much. Just had all my family and some close mates at the Druin Footy Club social room. So a lot of memories there. It's a nice little venue to have it at. And then, sort of just hung around there for a bit and... Yeah, went home, I guess, and need to get some rest. So I'm up pretty early this morning.
If only the walls could speak at the Druin Footy Club. There'd be a few good nights in there, mate. So Adam Simpson knocks on the door, not this week, but, in future weeks to come play for West Coast. What can the supporters look forward to seeing, mate? It says you're a little bit like a Bailey Fritch type forward. What are we looking forward to seeing from you?
Yeah, just that mobile, crafty forward that's really good around goals and can get it 70, 80 metres out and use my... elite kicking skills, and I feel like every time I have a possession, I don't waste it, so.
No, I like that.
I like the way you talk,
You're coming to Perth, mate, with anyone? Have you got a partner or anything? Mum and Dad going to come over any stage soon, or are you coming over empty-handed?
Pretty empty-handed, I guess. Sort of just flying over today, and then I think Eagles have a bye in like 2 weeks, so I might have a chance to come back for a couple of days and see family. But yeah, sort of just on my own today.
So no girlfriend?
No girlfriend, nothing.
Okay, just get that out there for you, Ryan.
I meant to deep dive on that. So you be careful of this guy, Ryan, okay? He's a bit of a creeper when it comes to some of the boys at the club. He'll just
I'm trying to shag
Liam
Duggan. That's the only thing I'll put my hand up for that.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, just, full alert. Just come, welcome, but just, you know.
Yeah,
eyes open, Ryan.
Yeah. Ryan Marich, West Coast Eagles' latest recruit. Safe travels today, Ryan. We'll catch up with you next time you're in Perth, okay?
Nah, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
92.9 Triple M.